We got to have some bread.
Amen.
We can't go home without getting some bread.
That's right.
You know, getting fed. We got to get something from the Lord. You know, come to a point where we open our Bible and got to see what the Lord has given us. But you just follow me. Let's see what happens. This is somewhere I'm looking at now. I'm seeing. Y'all ready for some grits?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, brother Jones.
Amen.
I got a scripture here I want to read. She's talking about bread.
What's that?
I'm going to get to it too. I want to read Psalm 119, 105. In this scripture, it says, your word,
thy word,
is a lamp to my feet,
all right,
and a light for my path.
Yes.
It's simple. Everybody, listen to all this. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to
my path.
For my path. I got four. Did y'all say it's two?
Mine says two.
Psalm 119, 105.
Oh, the verse is 105.
New King James.
Yeah, you got a long verse. That's a long chapter.
Yeah, 119 is long.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you was reading chapter
105.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got you now.
They were told the Lord. His what?
God's word.
Put that in your head. His word.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read here a little bit. It said, let scripture, word, saturate your mind.
All right.
And heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you will walk steadily along the path of life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Repeat after me. Let scripture
saturate
your mind
and heart.
And you will walk steadily along the path of life.
Along the path of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Carry that with you.
All right. Amen.
One of the most important things in our life today is what?
The word of God.
You know, you can start the spirit by not studying the word of God or reading the word of God. You can starve it. The spirit needs the word.
Amen.
It's inside you. Our body needs steak and eggs, don't it?
Food, that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Gloria.
Beans and cornbread.
Go without eating. Go 40 days like Jesus did.
Whoa.
Some of us might not make 40 hours.
Amen. That's the truth.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Well, the Spirit of God will starve if we don't read the Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, we don't attend church and listen to the Word that the Lord sent to us or give to us, the Scriptures. The Scriptures, it saves you.
Yes.
You know, when you down and out and sad, need some help,
yes.
You don't have to call the pastor all the time.
Yes.
Pick up your Bible.
Read your Bible.
And start, you know.
Amen.
Just find God. Give me a verse. Give me something to go on today.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that scripture will take you through the whole day.
All right.
Y'all believe that?
The word. Amen.
It'll take you through the whole day.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came. Because we were dead.
Uh-huh.
Dead zombies walking around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dead man walking around.
All right.
Unnourished.
All right.
We were so unnourished, you know, before he came. No, the people were just basically alive to the care.
Yeah.
That's all. But they didn't have nothing.
All right.
So Jesus had to come down and feed us.
Hallelujah.
And he told us how he came down to feed us.
Hallelujah.
Without him, we was not going to make it. Thank you, Jesus.
We
was
doomed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So he told us exactly how. He came from off his throne to give us some nourishment.
All right.
Yeah.
He told us that in the sixth chapter. I think it's the sixth chapter. Of John.
John.
sixth chapter. I'm trying to start at the 26th verse. It was way, I was going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to spare y'all today. I know you want to go home. I'm going to spare you today. Let's try the 26th verse.
Jesus answered them.
Wait a minute, girl.
Oh.
We're going to go easy. We're going to do it easy. He said, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me. You hear that? Okay. Mm-hmm. You seek who?
Me.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Not because ye saw the miracles,
mm-hmm.
but because ye did eat of the loaves and were what?
Filled.
Filled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that part. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the for that meat which endures unto what?
Everlasting life.
Yeah, y'all follow me now. Which the Son of Man shall what?
Give unto you.
For what?
For him. Have God the Father sealed.
Sealed. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was the seal of God. In other words, when God sent his word down, mm-hmm. he sealed it. To come down to do something for us later on. We're going to come to it. Hallelujah. And then said they unto him, What shall we do? I got it.
Mm-hmm.
That we might work
the works of God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom what?
Has sent him.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why the word came down to get man to believe that he was God.
Mm-hmm.
Up in heaven, that there is a God.
All right.
Amen.
And he came down in person to let you know I am here.
Yes.
Huh? Who is God?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who is God?
The Almighty.
So what's the Almighty?
The Word.
Spirit.
What is the Almighty?
The Spirit.
Mm-hmm. He's a spirit. God is a spirit.
God.
But he's something else. One word y'all missing.
The consciousness.
There you go.
The conscience.
All right.
Y'all got it now?
Amen.
He sent his word down let man know that the conscience, the Almighty, the Creator, one God
mm-hmm.
exists. That's why Jesus came.
Yes.
We got that, don't we?
All right.
All right. Amen. So you want me to read all that other stuff or you want me to stay in the red? We read it. Okay. They said, therefore, unto him, What sign showest thou then that we may see? See, he be blind. See, and believe thee.
Mm-hmm.
What doest thou work? Huh? Did I say that right?
All right, yes.
What does thy work? Does thy work. Okay, so you can get it. Our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to
eat.
You hear that?
Amen.
How did God give them bread to eat? How do you feed them?
He let the manna rain down from
heaven. It rained down?
Well,
he spoke it.
He made manna come down for
them. Yeah. And they ate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we ain't talking about that bread. Huh?
All right. Uh-huh.
It's the same bread.
All right.
But we ain't talking about that bread. He rained down some new bread. Y'all follow me?
Right.
Yes.
New bread. Thank you, Jesus. Keep on reading.
All right.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But my Father giveth you the true what?
Bread from heaven.
From heaven. We're going to get to that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to get good. If you ain't got no Bible, you should be following us. You got a Bible, Linda? Everybody got a Bible going on?
Amen.
Follow this scripture. Moses gave bread here, on earth, didn't he?
Moses did not give you the bread from heaven.
Yes.
My Father gives you.
Okay, my Father who?
God.
God, huh? My Father who?
Jesus.
The consciousness.
God is the conscience.
Yes.
The thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. I'm not... I'm just trying to have some fun here. He sent down the bread from heaven. Amen. I'm saying this right?
Yeah.
Amen.
We're going to find out what the bread is.
Yes.
We're coming to that.
All right.
If you follow, we're going to find out what the bread is from heaven.
The bread of life.
He said, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
All right.
You got to hear that?
Amen.
All right.
Read that again. The bread, for the bread of God. Listen. The bread of God
is he
was coming down from heaven and did what?
Gives life to the world.
The world was dead.
Yes.
All right.
All the way back to Adam, to this point right here, the world was dead.
Yes.
Had no life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Then say they unto him, unto Lord, Lord, evermore, give us this bread.
Mm-hmm.
See, now listen. Mm-hmm. See, it's just a natural thing for us to think natural things.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Jesus was talking about the bread from heaven, they were thinking about cornbread, hot water cornbread, something else. They think about some marshmallows, you know, sweet rolls.
Oh,
you get sweet rolls, huh? if the Lord go to the store, get some sweet rolls, I better give me one or two, because when she start eating that bread, it's gone. Thank you. They're
good.
Huh?
Those are good.
So good, puffed up
sweet bread.
That's what they think. We just think natural because we in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
They didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. You know, bread. This bread must be really good. Give us some of this bread.
All right.
He's coming to that.
I know what the bread is.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh, to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's another thing. That's a whole nother message.
All right.
I'm thirsty. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe what?
Not.
How did they see Jesus? When Jesus said, you have seen me. You seen me, but you believe not. Huh?
No, they didn't believe him, but they don't believe
him. Well, he was talking about being the bread.
Yeah.
You see the bread, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Call it cornbread, hot water cornbread, sweet roll bread. I'm here.
Oh.
I am. You're going to get he's gonna make a plan pretty soon. You seen me, but you believe not.
Right.
Amen.
So I got to keep on going until you can see it. Now, where was I going?
But I said unto you that ye also.
But I say unto you, that ye have also seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by all that the Father give me shall come to me? What do you mean?
Those that have been chosen shall come to God.
Right. And what is the sin? It said, all that the Father has given what?
Given.
And then what?
Will come to me.
Okay. Is he talking about the people? Or is he talking about a thought? See, Jesus couldn't do nothing. He couldn't say nothing. He couldn't give nothing. Until what gave it to him?
The consciousness.
The conscience of God.
Mm-hmm.
We all is made in the likeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We made just like Jesus. Arms, legs, we are shaped like him. He gave us a mind, He gave us a conscience.
Yes.
The conscience is the most powerful thing of you.
Yes.
The Father, God, is the conscience that do all the thinking. And Jesus couldn't say nothing or do nothing until the conscience tell him what to say.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Until God say,
something to Jesus, his word, huh?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And then Jesus could deliver it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Did y'all catch
the word?
That,
huh? Yeah, because he was the word.
Because he was the word God. We're coming to that. Come
all
on.
Right.
We're going to get down in this scripture. Come on.
Okay.
What was I going? 37?
37.
All that, I said that already.
All right, so 38.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Uh-huh. See, he was saying, you come to me, mm-hmm. I'm not going to cast you aside.
Okay.
I'm going to give you what God gave me.
All right. All right. Okay.
I can't say nothing until the conscience in heaven tell me to say it.
All right.
I can't do nothing until the conscience in heaven tell me to do it.
All right.
Until he tell me what to say, and then I'm going to give it to you because you came
okay.
to me.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus telling them, break it down. You know, they still wasn't understanding what Jesus was talking about. What Jesus was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would have been just as confused as Peter. Huh? But they didn't walk away. Huh? They said, you know, I'm going to get this. I'm going to. He done threw something at me, and I'm gonna grab this, and I'm gonna understand what he's trying to say.
Right.
I know he ain't saying cornbread. I know he's not saying muffins. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not gonna be so blind, you know, that I can't get out of the natural sense
right.
of
right.
life,
amen.
Where I can understand what Jesus is saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So the disciples, they kept on, you know. You know, everywhere Jesus went, the disciples went.
Yes.
And not only the disciples, all
a
the
huge
host
crowd.
Of people.
Yeah,
a
huge
crowd.
Crowd.
Yeah. You know, he had it was so bad to the cat, he had to sneak away.
Uh-huh.
Disappear. But he always had a crowd with him. And they going, what do you mean by bread? We coming to that. Thank you, Jesus. Then what did they say? For I came down.
I came down from
is that little eye?
That's a big
that's
eye.
A big eye.
Is that big eye?
Big
thank
eye.
Jesus. I came down from heaven not to do my own will.
All right.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know why Jesus said that?
Because he was the word.
He was the word.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Of God.
That's right.
That couldn't say nothing until the conscience God tell him to say it.
All right.
The reason why the conscience God tell him to say it because Jesus was his word.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus was all word.
Yes.
We're going to find that out when we keep on going. He wasn't just a man. Huh?
All right.
He wasn't just another fella, you know, in the world. You know what I'm saying? He was pure
word.
All right.
He didn't come down here to do nothing else. Huh? He didn't come down here to be nothing else. He didn't come down here to be a famous guitar player,
right.
A famous dancer. He didn't come down for that.
Amen.
He came down to be pure word.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, and he came down to sit here, okay? All this is the Father's will. Got an S there. Father's will, conscience. When you say the word Father, you're actually saying conscience.
Yes.
Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Did I lose y'all there?
I got it.
What's that? And this is the Father's will which I have sent me, that of all which he, what?
Has given me.
Give me, I should what?
Lose nothing.
Lose nothing. And nobody want to lose nothing? Because he was the word of God.
Yes.
It was impossible for him to lose anything. And whatever he said, but should what?
Should raise it up.
Raise it up.
Again at the last day.
At the last day. In other words, Jesus the first and the last.
Yes.
Huh? The last day he's the one is going to have the decision.
Right.
Whatever happens at the end of this time and world, Jesus is going to have the last say.
Amen.
He's going to be the one going to say, okay, you live right.
Yeah.
He's going to be the one to say, you come on up here.
Yeah.
Take your seat. Huh?
Yeah.
He's going to be the one to say, there's your mansion right there that I promised you.
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't going to be nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Jesus going to be the conscience.
Hallelujah.
At that time, he's going to be the spirit.
Yes. Yeah.
And at that time, he's going to be the word.
Yes.
He's going to be the whole fullness of Jesus.
Yes.
At the last day.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is going to be the one that come back.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to be the one that come back and what are you going to do?
Shout.
He's going to scream.
All right.
The last day. He's going to be the one going to wake up the dead.
Yes.
That waited for him to come. He's going to be the one going to get our attention.
Yeah.
On the last day. Everybody talk about this, and everybody talk, people say, I pray to seven gods, and I pray to a rock, I pray to be Buddha, I pray to wherever they want to make a god out. But at the last day, Pastor,
come on now.
Ain't nobody come else on. Coming but who?
But
Jesus.
And who going to be with him?
The Word.
Huh?
He is the Word.
Who going to be with Jesus when he comes?
Angels.
Come on now.
Okay.
His angels going to be with him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There ain't going to be no three separate persons. Jesus and God, the Father, the Son. No, it's going to be all one Jesus. He's going to come today. The Bible says he's going to come in his glory.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
All in one.
So he came down here. Because he felt sorry for us.
Yes.
You know, he loved us, huh? He came here and gave his all to us because he loved us.
Yes.
Yes.
But he didn't come down here to tell us, I'm down here to stay with you, you know, physically. No.
Mm-mm.
I'm going home.
Yes.
Yes.
Sit back on my throne.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why the word is here.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Because he came down, huh?
All right.
Y'all gonna follow me in a little minute. All he came down and brought what with him?
His word.
His word. He brought his word down here. I sent his word down here, huh?
Uh-huh.
Not to take it back home, huh? Because his word go out and it don't come back forward.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
That's right.
He came down here and he left his word here.
Yeah.
If you want to hear Jesus, huh? Here it is right here.
Amen.
Here's the word.
Yes.
He did exactly like he did when he created the earth and made all the dinosaurs and made all the animals, made all the bugs and everything, and then he destroyed it all.
Uh-huh.
He's doing the exact same thing when he saved eight people, huh? And two of each species, right?
Yes.
Right. Because he wasn't gonna go through that no more.
Amen.
Huh? All right. Amen.
He left his word here. He left us some cornbread, brother. The best bread you can eat.
Yes.
Read it. Just read the Bible.
All right.
Read it.
Amen.
And you will feel it.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm feeling good now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. We gotta finish this, huh? He brought the word down.
Yes.
And he allowed Luke, the writer, to record it. Uh-huh. And then when he got back to heaven, he dealt with a few apostles and finished the job.
Uh-huh.
And he ended the job in Revelation.
All right.
And he said, don't add.
Don't take away.
All right.
And he was talking about the Bible.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
He brought down the bread from heaven. Hello. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my will.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. God. But the will of him that sent me, the conscience, my conscience. And this is the Father's will. I read that, didn't I?
No.
This is the Father's will that he sent me that of all what?
Oh, you read that.
I read that. Of the last day. Mm-hmm. And this is the will of him that sent me.
Yeah.
Who is him that sent him?
The conscience.
The conscience.
Yeah.
Just think this stuff. Remember we thought in the lesson? Your conscience is your decision maker.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The conscience of God, huh? Who make the decisions.
Yeah.
See, when God conscious thought of a horse, put a horse in your mind. And he spoke.
I'm going to make this four-legged beast. I'm going to call it a horse. He spoke it. The horse didn't exist until the conscience spoke.
Yeah.
So when he spoke, that means that was the conscience what?
The words.
Word.
Amen.
That's why the word of God is Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
The conscience could do all the thinking. Can you imagine God sitting on the throne thinking? Just think about it. Thinking, the conscience. We don't know what he said. Nobody know when the Son of Man is gonna come.
That's right.
Not even the angels.
Amen.
And he said, not even the Son. Someone said, oh, see that? Not even the Son gonna know when Jesus comes. That's true. Because the Son is what?
The Word.
The Son is the Word of God. And the Word ain't gonna know what the conscience is gonna say into his head.
That's right. That makes sense.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what you're thinking, Pastor, right
until
now.
Until I see it.
Until you tell
that's right.
Until he says it.
We don't know what Jesus is thinking right now until he tells us.
That's right. Amen.
So he came down.
His word. All right.
Where we at?
And that everyone which sees the Son. And 40, chapter number 40.
It's 40.
And believeth on him.
And believe it on him.
May have everlasting
what?
Life.
And whatever it say.
And I will raise him up.
Who will raise
Jesus?
Who will raise him up?
The word.
Well, why Jesus is gonna raise him up? What about God?
Because he's the word. Because until it's spoken.
Who we worshiping here?
Worshiping God. Jesus.
Okay.
I and my Father are one.
Well, we can't worship two.
There's only
that's
one.
Right.
It's only one God.
Worshiping the
what
he
says?
The
I will.
I will.
I.
Thank you. Come on,
okay.
What that scripture again? What?
I will.
Jesus said, I will raise him up.
Okay.
At the last day.
At the last day. Jesus is going to be the one to do it.
Amen.
See, He really building up to what he's trying to get to, but Ted, we're going to come to it. He's building up to it. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? I know I missed a verse.
Yes.
The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. See, they were still stuck on the bread. They were still in the crowd thinking about some good hot water cornbread.
Yeah,
oh,
that sounds yummy.
Oh, man.
Yum.
He said bread. They still didn't know. A pan of bread and puff up, you know, the rolls.
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
They were still thinking about that. But wait a minute, he said, wait a minute, is this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I come down from here? They were still stuck on that, still on the flesh.
Yeah.
I know his mother and his father. I know what stomach he came out of. What he talking about, he coming from heaven. See, they were just stuck. The flesh will mess you up.
Yes.
if you let the flesh take control, it just blind you. You just can't never get it. You know what I'm saying? Until God finally, you know, give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Jesus had to. He had to correct him. We're coming. See, we had to. This I gotta do this slow, y'all.
Amen.
It's got to be slow. Thank you. I heard this message many times.
All right.
I heard preachers. About Jesus bringing the bread from heaven, and I heard about that. But when you read it again, God will give you more.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank you, Jesus. He said you should eat too much bread because bread swells your stomach up. But that's not the same thing as the bread of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. I want my stomach to be swollen. Jesus, therefore. Answered and said unto them, because he had to. He couldn't let them be in the dark. Mama, not among yourself. No man can come to me
Except.
Except what?
The Father, which has sent me. Draw him.
What did Jesus mean by that? Except the Father. Huh?
The conscience.
The conscience. Jehovah, that name was an AKA.
Also known as.
The Holy Ghost.
All right.
He also called himself I Am. AKA I Am. Mm-hmm. You got following me?
All right.
And before he was known as I Am, he was known as the Creator. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
He was the Creator. And down through the line, man needed something to call God. Huh? To God, that came to the point, I got a name. This is the last name I'm going to give you. Thank you, Jesus. And while he was making his plan to come down here on earth, he let the angels, you know how a newborn baby is going to be born and everybody want a name? Jethro. I was going to name my son Luigi one time. Everybody got a name. Everybody get in here. I got a name for him. So God let the angels take care of that department. It was the name of Jesus. That was God's name, Jehovah. But that name was changed. No, it's not. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the name. You could, if you gonna get on your knees and say Jehovah, 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 ain't nothing gonna happen. You can say our Father as acknowledging Him as our Father, which is a title. That's not a name. You see it down here about the bread. He said it is written. Listen to this. Listen.
In the prophets,
Verse 45.
Yeah.
I went over this scripture, and it got better every time. He said, it is written in the prophets, way back when he was known as Jehovah. Mm-hmm. And they shall be taught by who?
By God.
Who's they?
The prophets?
Mm-hmm. This was a prophecy about Jesus. And they shall be taught by God. Every man, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father cometh unto me.
All right.
If you go in the New Testament, backwards and forwards, and I don't believe that Jesus ever mentioned the name Jehovah.
No, he said our Father.
Hmm? He said his Father. Conscience. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. He talked about his Father because his Father sent him.
Yes.
Huh? Sent him how? He talked about the Father because he... what did Jesus do? How was Jesus sent?
He came down
in the spirit.
The word.
When Jesus entered the womb of Mary.
Flesh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The womb. The womb.
Yeah.
When Jesus jumped down into the womb of Mary.
Yes.
He was the Word of God.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You can't separate the Word of God. Huh?
From the conscience
of God.
Right. They're part of the same.
The Bible says, in the beginning, the Word
was with God.
And the Word was what?
Was God.
And the Word what?
Word was made flesh.
We ain't got to that part yet. In the beginning, the Word
was with God. And the Word,
was what?
Was God.
How can you change that?
You can't separate.
So Jesus is going to tell you what in a few minutes here. In the Word, the prophet said that
Let me say that again. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God.
They shall be all taught.
All taught of God.
Yeah.
Who came down and taught man?
Jesus.
The Word.
The prophet said that they was going to be taught what?
Of God.
Of God.
Yes.
Well, how? What did that mean? How did God come down here and taught us?
He became the Word.
He sent His Word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the Word was what?
With God. And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
Yeah.
Was mean after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
He came down here and then he went back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Word of God. Let's keep on going. Now, not that any what I'm saying. Just I don't know what say that again. Have seen the Father, but I think that okay. He has seen what? Okay.
Same He which is of God.
Okay.
He has seen the Father.
And who's that? Who's seen the Father? Huh? Jesus. Seeing the Father. You know why he's seeing the Father? Because he is the Father.
Yes.
There is no separate
all right.
being.
Amen.
That's only one God, one being.
Thank you, Jesus.
One conscience, one word, one spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's Jesus.
Yes.
It says, where am I? Where am I?
Number 47.
47 said, very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me have what?
Everlasting life.
Wait a minute now.
Okay. Eternal life.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said, everybody that believe in him.
Okay.
How many gods do we supposed to believe in?
One.
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 Huh?
One. Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
All right.
All right.
Y'all hear that?
He said, I am the bread of life.
All right.
Oh, she's playing.
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
There it is.
That's okay. God will penetrate you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is what God gave me to.
Thank you.
For the last 2 weeks.
Amen.
All right.
Your father did eat manna in the wilderness, huh?
And
are dead. Right. They didn't live. They didn't have what we got.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the bread which comes down from heaven.
I am that
a man may eat thereof and not die.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I am the living bread. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I know everybody in here understand what the bread is.
It's a word.
It's the Word of God. I said, help me out, you.
Amen. All right.
Jesus said, what?
I am the living bread which came
down
from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
If any man.
This bread is the bread which come down from heaven. Mm-hmm. Huh? Any man that eat of it
shall
not die. And not die. I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my what?
Flesh. The Word made flesh. Amen.
The Word made flesh.
Jesus.
Got that, Brother Ted? He said the word that he give is his what?
Flesh.
Now how that's going to be? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Which I will give for the life of the world. When he said that, what do you mean by that?
He's going to be a sacrifice.
He sacrificed.
That's right.
The Jews therefore, what?
Strove
among themselves.
Okay.
Saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They were blind.
That's right. They were thinking in the natural.
The flesh will blind you. From the truth of Jesus, which he came down off his throne and left us some cornbread and Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I can get down on this message now. I'm not going to do that to y'all. Right. I'm going too long already. I want to get y'all get rested, huh?
Come on, this is good stuff.
Yes.
Then Jesus said unto them, I know I'm misfiring this one. No, I didn't. Very, very, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood, that's a whole nother story. Ye have no what?
Life in you.
Whosoever eateth my flesh, eateth my flesh. Mm-hmm. What did the flesh, what happened to the flesh?
The word.
The flesh was made, or the word was made?
Flesh.
Y'all listening to that?
Yeah, so it's the word. We're digesting the word.
The word was made flesh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and get the flesh stuff from out your mind now, not the natural flesh. And then what it say? Have eternal life, and we'll raise up him at the what?
Last day.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Amen.
All right. Amen. And the living Father have sent me, and I live by the Father. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by I live by the Father?
The
I can't do nothing except the Father, the conscience, the Almighty Spirit that I left and came down here on earth, tell me to. Because Jesus was pure Word of God. Mm-hmm. See, some people just can't see that. They can't see that God Almighty, the conscience, took his word. You know, he sent his word down here one time in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody know when? It's one known to a time that God actually sent his word in the beginning. I'll give you a hint.
In Genesis or Exodus.
When did he send a word? I'm going to help you. When Adam sinned against God, he heard the voice of the Lord.
Okay.
Where?
In the garden.
Okay.
That same voice that he sent during Adam time is the same voice when he sent his word.
Okay.
As Jesus. All
right.
Did y'all get that?
I got it.
That's simple.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
The same voice. Jesus was the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 People get messed up. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. Jesus, one thing we know God is right handed, Thank you, Jesus. The right hand of God is power.
That's right.
And the right hand of God is what?
His power.
What's his power?
The word.
Okay. His word. When he said, and we shall make, what we say, we'll make him, how did he say in the beginning? He said he's going to make man in our image. They messed up with our image. Oh, who is our? Oh, you must be talking about Jesus, the Son, or the Holy Ghost, and then God. Our image, when Jesus said we'll create man in our image, he was talking, Jesus is, God is made up of spirit, word, and what else?
Conscience.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He made us exactly like him, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly like him. Everybody got a conscience.
Amen.
If you just sit down and think on your conscience, then you can see what Jesus is like us. Hallelujah. What was that? Don't let me be off. As the Father have sent me, and I live by the Father, so he did that eateth me. But come on, so he that eateth me, y'all hear that?
Okay.
Y'all understand what he was saying by eateth me?
Digesting his word.
So what? So how are we gonna eat him? How is today? Today, how do we study. Eat Jesus today?
Read and study his word, because he is his word.
The word that he left here for us.
Yes.
Huh? had, you know, it's a lot of stuff that wasn't written. Jesus said that it was so much information that he left here before when he was walking with Luke.
You couldn't contain
the Bible. The Bible wasn't big enough.
That's right.
So it's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Unless the Lord some way reveal it, you know, and they find scrolls and stuff. They find scrolls all the time.
Another scroll.
That's on. But this is enough for us to make it to heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If you eat the bread of Jesus, hallelujah. All right, let me keep on going. I'm gonna start preaching it now. Where was I?
This is the bread.
Even me, even he shall live by me. Uh-huh. This is the that bread which came down from heaven, not as fathers,
as your fathers
eat bread, did eat manna, and are what dead. He that eateth of this bread shall what?
Live forever.
Okay. Now, we understand that the bread that Jesus is talking about, Brother Ted, is his body. The reason why he said that bread was his body, because his body is the word of God. Pure word. Can't take that. Can't change that. There ain't no separation there. If I took my word, which I can't do, and send my word to the calf, separate my word, you hear me talking right now, don't you?
Right.
Well, if I take that sound, that me talking, and I give it to the calf and tell you, I want you to take it to Clear Lake, go to Clear Lake, and I want you to preach and tell them that my word is speaking. I can't do that.
You can't create a word.
I can't.
You can only speak
humanly. I cannot be in my Father.
Right.
And my Father can't be in me.
All right.
Because me and my Father is two separate fleshly human beings.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Only God can do that.
That's right.
Huh? Both human and divine. He yes. got the power to send down his word.
Hallelujah.
And then his word come back home, huh?
Yes.
He got the power to send down the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, unless I leave you,
all right,
go back home, then the Comforter won't come.
That's right. Yeah.
I got to leave this place, and then I'm going to send. Jesus said, I'm going to send you.
Yeah.
Wait, what about God sending the Comforter?
Uh-uh.
But Jesus said, I'm going to send you a Comforter.
Hallelujah.
I will come to you. That's what he
did.
That's right.
And when he got back home, he sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah. All right.
I can't do that, but Ted. I can't take my spirit out of me, but Ted, and say, Ted, take my spirit with you to Texas when y'all go. Here, let me give you my spirit. Let me see. I can't do that.
Nope.
Only God can do that.
Yes.
Only he. I mean, we going on. It's almost 2 o'clock. Y'all going to jump me. Y'all going to jump me. Thank you, huh? Only God could do that.
Only God.
We ain't serving two gods.
Amen.
And we ain't serving three gods.
Thank you, Jesus.
We serve him as the Father. Huh? We serve him as the Word, as the Son that came down.
Yeah.
He gave his only begotten.
That's right.
Which is himself.
Yep. All right.
God sent himself here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't do that.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus said, the Father is in me,
mm-hmm.
and I am in the Father.
All right.
Ain't nobody seen the Father but me.
All right.
And the only reason why I seen the Father because I am the Father.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
I am the man.
All right. All right.
I am the boss.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what somebody say, but Ted, at the end, they're going to say, you know,
They told them that Jesus was God. Huh? Yeah. When Jesus split the sky, everybody gonna know it.
Plain as day.
He said, every knee,
shall
bow. Every mouth shall do what? Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Lord God Almighty.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
That is nobody else.
That's right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I serve Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I worship Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And him only.
Hallelujah.
We mean business.
Amen.
Yes.
See, the reason why I just 7 or 8 of us here, because the world is messed up.
That's right.
They don't want to believe that Jesus is the same as God.
The same.
They don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe in holiness. They don't want to believe the Bible for what it means and what it says. But us through, huh? Huh? Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Just like 8 people were saved after the flood.
That's right. There were a lot more than 8.
The same.
There were a lot more than 8 on the planet.
At the time, the population was not really huge like it is.
That's right.
So if you go on the level of now, if a
the
million people,
the percentage.
Yeah, just a percentage.
Jesus even said it to everybody that said, "Lord, Lord, is not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven."
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus ain't going to come back to somebody that didn't believe who he was.
That's right.
I don't care how good they are. You didn't believe who I am. Why should I take you? When these millions of people did, they didn't fuss, they didn't fight. The Bible said you can't kick against the prick.
Amen.
That's what it said. Amen.
It'll move. Ain't y'all glad?
Amen.
Something says 3. Ain't no 2. See, you know that.
It's only 1.
We blessed.
All right.
So, I'm not going to not preach it because they don't believe it.
Huh? All right. Amen.
Preach the truth.
Amen.
It is so many people in the world like that.
Yeah.
We should be thanking God. We should be worshiping God.
Right.
We be
blessed. Open our understanding.
It's worth
it. Hallelujah.
Just like the Bible said, the word is life.
Hallelujah.
It's life.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So we mean business.
Amen. Amen.
They don't want to come here to hear the truth.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want
to. God have to open up our
understanding. God gave me this.
Yeah.
To speak.
Yeah. All right.
Amen.
Because a person just has to make up their mind what they want to do.
That's right.
You know,
time
we don't have 2 churches under this roof.
That's right.
We have 1 church.
That's right.
And that's the church of God.
Yes.
God Almighty all by himself.
Hallelujah.
And I said, well, I debated on this and everything, but it's what he wanted
you
me to do.
What the Lord all right. Say.
He right. Is the bread from heaven. He is all the right. Word from heaven. He is the Word of God.
Yes.
By him being the Word of God makes him who?
The bread of life.
Uh-uh.
The Word of God. The conscious. The expression of the conscious.
That's a better word.
By
him being the Word of God makes him who?
God in the flesh.
Just God. Y'all just say God. What's
okay,
your
matter? God. Amen. Okay.
Just God.
He just God.
All right. Amen.
I don't care how we say it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Was God.
Went
yes.
on down without. He was. The world was made by him.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think that's right. If I looked up the definition of begotten, they would understand.
I think they
that's
would.
That's right.
They would.
I mean, I had to do all my homework.
Yeah, yes. They got it.
And I got it.
Yes.
Yeah. You got, but you were willing
right
to do
there.
That.
It was so simple.
Yes.
You were willing to do
I
the homework.
But you gotta be willing.
Because you're willing.
Do that.
You gotta be, that's the difference. You were willing.
The Word of God will make the devil run.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't care who was in the church today. The church was full with a bunch of Trinity people. I would preach the same thing.
That's right. They gotta know the truth.
I'm not gonna come on their level.
No.
Oh.
True.
we are
denominational.
Y'all believe in two God and y'all believe in three God.
Oh my
you
word.
You believe in Buddha. When I get up here, I'm telling you, it's only one God and his name is Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you.
You're going to find out in the last what?
Last day.
Jesus said that, didn't he?
He did.
So don't worry. We might be a little church. Huh? We might be a little church. Low in numbers, huh? But one thing we do have, Pastor.
Working for us, truth. Amen.
We got the truth.
The truth.
That's right. Pastor Hamilton left here. She left us with the truth.
That's right.
Ella Turner taught us and left us with the truth.
Yes.
Right. And just imagine yourself being like.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Without the truth.
You see how blessed we are?
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I am so happy. Woo, I'm so happy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. When you walk down the street, or walk to your job, out of all the people around you, God see you. Mm-hmm. That's my sheep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's my sheep. You got the word of God.
That's right.
Word of God tell you, what direction to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
But that was the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.